I want to share for a few moments this morning on God's Word is a light. God's Word is a light. Father, I just thank you this morning that you've allowed us just to gather together in this place for such a time as this. And we know, Lord, that we are drawing closer and closer to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we are asking that your Holy Spirit would prepare our hearts for this time that we live in. You would work in us, and that, Lord, we would be witnesses, that we would be those vessels that your Holy Spirit can flow through. And I just pray today that your word will speak to us. In Jesus' name. Amen. The reason that our country is in such a mess, how many would agree that it's in a mess? It's because we have no light. We have taken the light, the truth of God's Word, away from our young people. Come on, it's the truth. And we've replaced it with a secular mindset that in essence says there is no God. And we don't need his word. And any country or people that forsake God and forsake his word enter into a time of darkness. And that's what's happening today in our nation. Our government has no moral compass. Nothing to determine what is right, to be able to make the difference between what is right and what is wrong. And even in our churches today, we have limited the ministry of the word, where pastors are not even quoting from the Bible anymore. Come on, it's the truth. Even in Pentecostal churches, not even opening up the Bible or quoting any scripture. Now you tell me, friends, if our knowledge is enough in this hour. No, we need the knowledge that comes from God and His Word. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 105. Can you believe it? That's a lot of verses in one chapter. And a lot of chapter 119 specifically talks about the Word of God. If you read the whole chapter. But I want to center in on one verse. Verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I want you to think about that for a minute. A lamp to my feet and a light to my path, so I know where I'm going. Now, I don't think you would send your kids out at night to walk on a dark path without a flashlight. Would you? Friends, friends, we take light with us into the darkness so that we know where we're going. Hello? So we're able to navigate the path that we're on. Are you following what I'm saying? And I think a lot of the trouble and difficulty we get ourselves in is this fact: we turn off the flashlight, the Word of God, and we try to navigate with our own wisdom. Hello? He said, what are you talking about? Well, let me give you an example. Someone's single, and they want to get married. And they find someone. A needle in a haystack. They're a born-again, spirit-filled believer. They love God with all their heart, with all their mind, and with all their soul. But they get attracted to someone that never enters the doors of the church, that has no interest in God. And they find themselves so much in love, she turns off the flashlight and begins to navigate her own way and says, well, you know, I'll just win him to Christ when we get married.
It ain't happening.
The Lord told me that this is the one. When if I had turned on the flashlight, which is God's word, I would have known that I am to marry only in the Lord. Hello?
Amen. Amen.
I should marry only in the Lord. I should not be yoked together with unbelievers. Hello? I'm turning on the flashlight. Can you see it? It's God's word. He's showing me the way to go. Hello, somebody. He is directing me in his path. So if I turn off the flashlight and try to direct my own way, what's going to happen to me? I'm going to find myself in a pit of my own making. Someone said something so crazy to me a few weeks ago. I didn't want to laugh, but I almost cried and laughed. I said, I haven't seen you in church for a while. You know what they said to me? They said, I only go to church when the Holy Spirit tells me. I only go to church when the Holy Spirit tells me. Can you imagine asking God? What if I asked that question? Lord, do you want me to go to church today? When the Bible says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as is the manner of some, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Come on, if I don't put the flashlight on, I don't know the way. I get deceived. I get off on the wrong path. You know what I heard this week? I won't say this. Somebody said that they heard from the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul spoke to them. And I'm not talking talking about some new Christian, folks. I'm talking about someone that's been in the way for a long time. And they said the Apostle Paul spoke to them. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I cannot hear from someone that's dead. Are you hearing me? I think that can be a bit satanic, don't you? If we start hearing from dead people, hello, somebody. This is serious, what I'm talking about this morning. We can get off the beaten path when we turn off the flashlight, which is God's holy word. And any prophecy that doesn't line up with God's word, throw it out. Are you hearing me? I don't care who says it. I don't care who came and told you. Paula White. How many know who Paula White is? Let me turn on the flashlight. She said that marriage is only for a season. Honey, it's all over. It was only for a season. It wasn't a long time, but it was a good time. Oh, really? Is that what the Bible says? To leave your father and mother and cling to your wife? Marriage is forever. I know that's scary. It's forever! Unless someone dies, you're stuck! Now, I know there's some complications and all that. We're not going to get into the whole idea of divorce and remarriage, but what I'm saying is, when you get married, it's for a lifetime. So you got to turn on the flashlight, folks, and let the Word of God be your lamp. Even Christians today are saying, some Christians are saying homosexuality is okay.
No.
Not a sin. But that's not what the Bible says. You know what's happening? They're not turning on their flashlight. And they're getting out into the darkness. And they've lost their way. Friend, Jesus, when he was tempted by the devil, what did he do? He said, "It is written, devil. It is written, devil. It is written, devil." You've got to know what God's Word says, because His Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Are you hearing me this morning? And we make a lot of excuses. But we can't. Because when you make an excuse, you turn your flashlight off. You've got to keep it on all the time. And let God lead you and guide you and direct you. Let Him speak to you through His Word. I'm not against prophecy. I believe in prophecy. I prophesy. But it can't be outside the confines of God's Word. Are you hearing me this morning? The Bible says in Proverbs 6, verse 23, "For the commandment is is a lamp, a lamp, a lamp. And the teaching a light. And the reproofs of discipline are the way of life. What are you doing eating pork? You're not supposed to be eating pork. Where's that in the Bible? Jesus said he made all foods clean. Turn on the light. Someone said you got to worship on the Sabbath and only on Saturday. Jesus said, I am the Sabbath. I am your rest. Turn on the flashlight. That's Satan trying to bring us back under the law. Are you hearing me this morning? Here's another one. You got to have a beard. You got to have a beard. Who doesn't have a beard here this morning? Kelly, you don't have a beard. Hey, I don't have a beard. You have a beard. You're okay.
There you go.
I saw that written somewhere recently. You got to have a beard. Church said you got to have a beard. Where is that in the Bible? Someone had their flashlight off when they came up with that one. Because some people can't even grow a beard. Hello, someone. Where is that in the Bible? Someone turned the flashlight off when they came up with that. And I can say a lot more, but I'm going to limit it this morning for your sanity. For the commandment is a lamp, and his teaching that comes from his word is a light. Doesn't matter who passed it on to you. If it's not in the word, it's darkness. I want his light like penetrating on. I want it to be powerfully upon my path. Ever drive somewhere and all of a sudden, this is years ago, your lights go out on your car. Boy, that's a tough one. Psalms 19, verses 7 and 8. The law of the Lord is perfect. The law of the Lord is perfect. Flawless. Impeccable. Without fault. Without flaw. You see, if you live your life according to his word, it's amazing how God will intervene in so many situations. The Bible says the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. Put on, you know, I went to a prophetic, I want to call it a pathetic, but it was a prophetic conference one time. And the woman said, I want all the pastors to come up. I said, I don't think I should go. My wife said, go. Go. Go, come on, go. I walk up there with about 15 or 20 ministers. And the woman says to the piano player, put on some dancing music. Now dance. Now take 4 steps forward. Now take 3 steps back. Now take 2 steps back. Now take 3 steps forward. Then I took 22 steps. You know what where it took me? Outside. It had nothing to do with nothing. If it doesn't come from the Word, it's darkness. Are you hearing me? It's darkness. I never go up again. Thank you, honey. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Oh, hallelujah. You want joy? Begin to understand the fullness of everything that God has done for you that is written in this book. And I want you to know joy is going to bubble up from within you in the name of Jesus. Joy, now listen to me, don't take me wrong this morning. Joy is not how a song is sung. Are you hearing me? I've been to some churches where they're just jumping like jackrabbits. But it's only the songs that they're singing. It's only the rhythm. That's not joy. Joy comes from the Word. Hallelujah. When it finds its rightful place in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you shout amen, somebody? When David says, I'm going to eat the Word, it's honey to my soul. Are you following me this morning? The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. I'm not against dancing in the church. Holy Ghost dancing, not against it. But it comes as the Word begins to move in you, hallelujah. And you begin to get a revelation of all that God has done for you. When you begin to sense, hallelujah, that you are forgiven. That you are washed with the blood of Jesus. That you're a son and daughter of the King. Hallelujah. He has redeemed you. He has put His Spirit within you. Hallelujah. That's a time for rejoicing, brother. Flashlight on. Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Let's go a little deeper, shall we? Piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Now God says, I'm interested in what you're thinking. I'm interested in your motivations for why you do what you're doing. Are you hearing me this morning? He that looketh at a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery in his heart. That's what the Bible says. Whatever we do, whether in word or deed, we are to do unto the glory of God. I'm shining the word of God upon my own mind this morning and the intentions of my own heart. God, that's what God's after this morning. David said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing unto you, O God. You see, we don't mind the word of God shining upon our actions. But now God is saying, I want you to reverse the flashlight, the word, the lamp, and I want you to shine it even upon your own thoughts and the intentions of your own heart. That's when revival comes. I love you, brother, in my heart. I don't like you one bit. You stink. I remember one time when I was a pastor, this other pastor would always look at me. He always looked at my forehead. I don't know why. But when I was talking to him, his eyes were always on my forehead. Sometimes I practice that with my kids. You know, when they're talking to me, I just look at their forehead. And then they'll say to me, Dad, why aren't you looking at me? When we were together, you know, our churches weren't far apart, he would talk to me all the time. Admittedly, looking at my forehead. And then when we would get at a conference, he would ignore me. Like he never knew me. Has anyone ever been in that situation before? I love you, brother, but not really. Hello? Hello? I care for you. Not really enough to do much to help you. See, that's the thoughts of our heart. The thoughts of our mind. That's what God's after this morning. He wants the lamp to be shone and to shine upon the intents of our hearts. The meditations of our minds. Discerning the thoughts and the intents of the heart. How many are willing to let the Word of God shine upon those things this morning? Are you hearing me today? Hallelujah. James chapter 1, verse 25, and I'm going to close. I only have one more verse. It. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty. Oh, I like that. I wonder if I can get liberty some other way except by the word.
Maybe if I get involved with yoga, that'll get me free. What's that guy doing down there? Oh, he's doing palm reading. Maybe that'll help. Maybe if I look at my horoscope, that'll get me free.
Maybe if I found some New Age teaching somewhere, that will get me free. No, Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Hallelujah! The truth shall set you free!
You know what the Bible says? Someone wrote a book, Finding Love in All the Wrong Places. How about finding truth in all the wrong places? Why don't we go back to the book? Hallelujah. Let's go back to the book. The Bible. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Jesus says, I am the Word.
And the Word was with God, and the Word is God.
Liberty, freedom, release, hallelujah, as we allow His Word to enter into us, it's going to free us up. The Holy Spirit will use the Word.
And I'm only going to do it for a short period of time and see what happens. Nope, doesn't say that. It says, and perseveres. Some people want instant results. But God doesn't always work that way. How many know what I'm talking about? He doesn't always work that way. Can you imagine if you run your marriage that way? First argument, you're out. You're finished.
What?
One guy said his wife went to use the bathroom. That was enough for him.
We have to persevere. We have to persevere.
That's when the Word has its greatest effect. When we allow it to work in us and we persevere. The Bible says, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing.
I want to be blessed. I've got to do what the Word says. The blessing comes not just from the hearing, but from the doing. Are you following me this morning? Not just from the hearing, but from the doing. If we're only hearers, the effect is limited. We've got to hear and we've got to do the Word. And that's when God does His greatest work. We don't just hear about love. We put our love in action. We don't just hear about giving. We become a giver. And this morning, I want to encourage you to turn on your flashlight, which is God's Word, and let His Word be a lamp unto your path, in the name of Jesus. Let His Word shine brightly upon your path, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. bow your heads this